Well, a warm welcome along to Sunday's Manchester United update, and we start off with the thoughts of David De Gea, who's played down talk of a potential move away from Old Trafford with a likely battle with Dean Henderson for the first choice goalkeeper role at the club. Well, De Gea, unbelievably, has nearly been with United for 10 years. That decade ticks over next year, and he certainly has no intentions of leaving anytime soon, despite Henderson, of course, likely to return from his loan spell with Sheffield United. De Gea said, "Yeah, I'm getting older. Just to be part of the club, though, is amazing. So imagine 10 years. It's like a dream. It's great to play games with this club. So I hope it can be here for many, many years to come." Well, meanwhile, De Gea went on to add, in terms of the team's recent form, "We're in a good moment. I think we're in very good top form. We didn't concede many goals. And of course, Bruno Fernandes, he brings a lot of quality to the team. He's a clever player, a top midfielder, and the team improves with him. And it's a pity that everything stopped when it did, because we were in a good moment." Well, on the transfer front, of course, plenty of talks around United at the minute. And the latest reports in England suggest that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had as many as 9 players on his wanted list for this summer, but that may well have been scuppered by the latest claims from the vice chairman, Ed Woodward. Well, Solskjaer's understood to be after the likes of Jadon Sancho, Harry Kane and Jack Grealish at the end of the current campaign. Woodward, though, revealed over the weekend, "Nobody should be under any illusions about the scale of challenge facing everyone in football, and it may not be business as usual for any clubs, including ourselves, in the transfer market this summer." And finally for the Bulletin, it's been revealed that United keeper Sergio Romero has undergone a coronavirus test after returning to his native Argentina to spend time there during lockdown. Like many Premier League players, he was given permission to fly home after the season was suspended, where Romero had to spend time in a hotel in Buenos Aires after arriving back in his homeland. He said, "I stayed for 2 weeks there, and after 2 weeks they did the test, and I waited 3 more days in the hotel, and after the result is negative, I came to my house with my family." That's all for now. We'll have more later.